editor John Freeman put together a collection of essays called Tales of Two Americas, and I contributed an essay to the collection that is speaking to socioeconomic inequality. There are other threads of that theme addressed in the book. But tonight, Whitney Terrell, a Kansas City novelist who also contributed to the collection, will also be there. And we see this as a conversation about community and social equity or lack thereof at a particularly potent moment for a civic conversation.
Tell me what you mean by two Americas. What divides them from each other?
I feel like my mission as a journalist is to address that narrative and also to kind of blur and complicate it, because I don't completely endorse the idea that it's red and blue sort of America or a rural and urban kind of America. Studies actually tell us that it's much more complex than that. But in terms of the piece that I contributed to this book that we'll be discussing tonight and reading from, and all of my work as a journalist, it's really looking at socioeconomic divisions of class. So I think that those are real, and it's a dividing line that America has, until very recently, kind of skipped along as though it didn't exist. We have this idea about the American dream, and while I think there might be some validity to it existing on some level, my feeling like I maybe am an example of some of its potential being from a poor rural community, and now having enough privilege that I get to talk on radio after some hard work, I think that largely this idea of the American dream is more a myth than anything, and that most Americans know that hard work doesn't correlate with wealth and stability in the system that we've got going for us. That blind spot to class is really dangerous for America. So that's what I'm about as a writer.
So what is it you hope for when you're a journalist writing these stories from this specific viewpoint? What do you want to have happen? What do you want the reader to feel? What do you want the reader to do?
One strength of the essay form, I think, is that it has allowed me to fold in a personal narrative in a way that, you know, I certainly was trained to avoid in hard news, and I think for good reason. You know, I still hold the ideal of objectivity on the front page of a newspaper in high regard. But in terms of, you know, how I think another form of nonfiction or journalism can enrich that sort of information has very much to do with the heart and with feeling and places in a person that numbers don't as readily strike. So it took me many years to get a feel for and a level of comfort with talking about my own life in a way that I think and I hope is always in service to a public story and a universal relevance. The piece in the book that we'll be talking about tonight actually is about the plasma industry, which has a presence in Lawrence, Kansas, and many college towns, that has to do with the fact that in this country, college students tend to have light wallets and need quick cash. Anyway, I'm talking about a for-profit industry that hooks people up to IVs, drains their blood, takes their plasma for a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical market and global corporations, and then pumps it back into their body and sends them off with a $20 gift card. So this would be an example of a story that I could report the facts on, as many people have. And I, of course, reference those facts in my essays. But I also paint a picture of a character in this essay that I hope that readers will deeply empathize with and maybe feel more motivated in some sense as a citizen and an aware person around an issue than just a bunch of statistics can kind of leave us feeling paralyzed, I think.